Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3399 BN. Today's date is July 10th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Barack Obama is in the process of positioning himself for the elections, World War III, countermeasures. Now, if you have a pet, you got to hear this. Dr. Gary Richter, named America's favorite veterinarian, has helped thousands of dogs with issues that seem impossible to go away. And he's made a video to alert you to something every pet owner must know. If your dog's coat is dull, if their energy is low, if they're itchy, if their ears are red, if their breath or poop smells very bad, or if they're just not doing as well as they should, these can be warning signs of bad health, and that could get much worse and serious with age. And the first thing we want to look at is nutrition. Basically, the dog food makers take healthy ingredients and pressure cook them at a super high temperature. And when it comes out the other end, you've got this brown mush. The food is supposed to last for 2 to 3 years on the shelf, but that means some pretty bad stuff has gotten into the food to make it last that long. And there's studies showing that this process can even lead to serious conditions. Now, after years of studying the issue and even writing a best-selling book, Richter says he has finally found a way to fight back and has identified the exact things you need to get back into your pet's diet. He created a short video explaining his exact health-boosting methods, along with step-by-step instructions for how to do it at home. You can watch and learn more about it at healthydog1.com/X22. That is healthydog1.com/X22. It's linked at the bottom of this video, but it'll teach you exactly what you need to know. It's easy, and it takes 2 minutes a day and doesn't involve changing your dog's food. Go to healthydog1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you could see what they're doing now. They are now positioning themselves for the presidential election. And Barack Obama, he's in the process of setting everything up. Now, remember, they're not just going to remove Biden. What they have to do is they have to build the narrative over time. And slowly but surely, what you're going to see is that they're going to be bringing people into the fold where they're going to say, hey, Biden, you must step down. More evidence is going to come out that he cannot function. And this is all part of the plan. Remember, in the end, Barack Obama wants the people to see it all, wants the people to make a decision that we must remove Biden. And I do believe this process is already ongoing. It's a slow process. The people must come into the fold, the narrative must build up, and the people must demand change. See, Barack Obama is not going to demand change. He wants the people to demand change. He wants the fake news to say we must make a change, to convince the people to make a change. And I do believe in the end, with the evidence that's going to be pouring out, because remember, who's leaking the information on Biden? Who's presenting the information? Who wants Biden out? This is Barack Obama. They're pushing the change of battle. Now, yes, it would be great if Biden just stayed in the race. It'd be very easy for Trump. Biden, his poll numbers are dropping like a rock. And as they keep falling, what happens? Well, it becomes very, very difficult to cheat in the election. Remember, their cheating system works on ballots. And if Biden doesn't have the votes, if people aren't voting, that means they're going to have to produce all the ballots for Biden. How is that going to look? Is it going to look very, very noticeable? Absolutely. This is why Trump is continually saying too big to rig. Make it impossible for them to cheat. Because remember, as of right now, they do not have a candidate that can get the votes. Even when they bring in Michelle Obama, which I do believe they're going to be bringing her in. If they don't and they bring anyone else in, well, they're not going to even get anywhere close, which means they're going to have to produce all the ballots just to make it look like this individual is winning. But again, it's not going to look good. It's not going to look good on the world stage because it's going to become very, very noticeable. Remember, cheating works when you have at least a candidate that's halfway decent. They can get at least half or a little bit more than half of the votes, and the rest you can make up with ballots. If you have to use all the ballots to make up all the votes or the majority of the votes, well, people could see that very, very clearly. But I do believe Barack Obama right now, he's in the process of positioning himself for the elections because this is a slow process. He wants the people to demand it. He wants the people to see it every step of the way. And he wants to show the people, look how Biden is breaking down every step of the way. And I do believe this is what people are seeing now. And you're seeing more and more people come out of the woodwork saying he must step down. And you're going to continue to see this over time. Now, while they're preparing for their new batter, they're also setting everything up for World War III. They're positioning missiles, they're positioning their troops, they're positioning NATO, and you could see that everything is now being put in place for when war starts. And remember, we had a treaty with Russia, and now the deep state players are delivering these mid-range missiles to Europe. And before, these missiles would not be allowed to be delivered to Europe because of the treaty. But since the treaty is gone, these missiles can be delivered. Now, what do you think Russia's going to do on the other side? Well, if the U.S. is delivering mid-range missiles, nuclear mid-range missiles, then we're going to produce mid-range missiles, and we're going to deliver them to maybe Cuba, maybe to North Korea, and areas very, very close to Europe, to the countries of Europe. So you could see how this is now building, and it's going to get worse and worse as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. But you got to remember something very, very important. Trump has the ultimate countermeasure to all of this, and that is peace. And when you're approaching war, and it looks like we're on the precipice of war, and maybe there's an event, maybe there's an attack, maybe there's something that happens, and people are nervous, they're afraid, they're scared, this is when they start to look at the candidates and they say, okay, who's talking peace? Who's talking war? And the people are going to see that Trump, he's been talking peace this entire time. Now, remember, we had Viktor Orban. He visited Putin. He visited Xi. We had Putin come out and say, listen, we will listen to Trump. He believes he's sincere in what he said, that he can negotiate peace. Zelensky wants to hear from Trump. Xi most likely will want to hear from Trump. Viktor Orban's on board. So I do believe there's going to be many, many leaders around the globe. And these are the leaders that have been elected by the actual people. They haven't been installed. And I do believe you're going to hear from the president of El Salvador. You're going to hear from the president of Argentina. You're going to hear the president of the Netherlands. And you're going to hear many individuals push for peace. And they're going to want Trump to do this. Now, once again, the other side is not going to want peace because, again, this is all part of their 16-year plan to bring us to war. This is why you see everything being set up for war. Remember, it's not like war just breaks out the next day. What they do is they put many things into place. They build it up to make sure that they can have the false flag to start the war. And they need things in certain positions so everything's ready to go. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about what's going to happen with Biden and with war. But first, let's talk about Hunter Biden right now. And we also know that Hunter Biden, he is now the new acting chief of staff, and he's calling the shots there, which means Obama is losing his sway over Biden right now. Because remember, Obama was speaking to who? Jeff Zients. Now, since Hunter is above Jeff Zients, that means Obama doesn't have the power to tell Biden what to do, and Biden's not listening because there is a firewall between Biden and Obama. So once again, it doesn't mean that Obama can't push him out. It means that now at this point, Obama's really going to push Biden out of this position one way or another. And I do believe in the end, they'll probably use the 25th Amendment. But once again, we'll have to see how this plays out. Now, what's very interesting is that Hunter's Biden's legal team, they've given up on the push for a new trial, for a new gun trial. And it seems that they tried multiple times before, but this time around, they're saying it's a no-go. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know the deep state players, they want to remove some of the Supreme Court justices. And they actually wanted to do this before they came up with the immunity ruling, because now with this new ruling, this actually puts them in jeopardy because they can't get Trump out with any of these cases. They only have one case left, which is the hush money case. The other cases have been pushed beyond the election, which I do believe they're just going to be dropped after the election. Because what's the point of continuing? Because remember, Biden set this all up to try to get Trump out of the race. But AOC, she has filed articles of impeachment against U.S. Supreme Court Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito. So once again, yeah, she can file the impeachment documents, but do you really think the House is going to vote to impeach the Supreme Court justices? Do you think this is going to go anywhere? Absolutely not. So once again, they tried, but they have failed. And we could see that Ana Paulina Luna, she is still pushing to have Merrick Garland placed under arrest or sanctioned, you know, every week or so where he doesn't release her audio tapes. And yes, this is the right move. But again, you have to remember, we have the rhinos in place. We have the D's in place, the DOJ, FBI, that's all corrupt. And the people now, they realize that the system is corrupt. But Ana Paulina Luna is doing the right thing by pushing this. Trump, he put this out and said, I agree with Ana Paulina Luna and the many House members who think Merrick Garland should be held in incoherent contempt for refusing to release the Biden tapes, even though they were subpoenaed. The House Republicans should also subpoena deranged Jack Smith and look into his illegal investigations of me immediately. And they should pass the SAVE Act immediately to stop illegals from voting in our elections. Republicans must get tough about stopping weaponization and cheating. They may just be coming for me and my elections today, but they will come for all the Republicans very soon if they succeed. And that is absolutely true. But again, we're dealing with a complete and utter corrupt system right now. And I believe that where we're at is exposing the corruption, showing the people that it's a two-tier justice system, and waking the people up. And I do believe people are waking up when they're watching this all play out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a whistleblower came forward, and the whistleblower in front of Congress is reporting that billions of taxpayer dollars used by U.S. contractors to traffic children at the southern border with government officials complicit. And this whistleblower is saying, yes, there is trafficking happening right now. And I do believe we already know that. They're just confirming it. And we know that there are many, many children that are missing right now. And just a couple days ago, we had a report come out saying that most of these children, they've been placed in homes that these people haven't been vetted. And some of these homes, these people have, you know, they were arrested for crimes once before. So again, no one's keeping track because they really don't care. And these children are being used for what? Child labor, pedophilia networks, and whatnot. So you could see that this is a real thing. And I do believe we're going to find out a lot more about what's really been happening at the border, because this has all been hidden from the people. Yes, it's been seeping out, but the people, yes, they hear about it, they understand it, but they don't realize how widespread it really is. And yes, there's trafficking of women, trafficking of children. And I think this is going to shock a lot of people. And moving forward, as the deep state loses control over the information war, more and more of this information is going to get out there. And I do believe when you start to put it all together and you look at the southern border and you see all the trafficking that's going on, this is also going to lead into Epstein Island. And then it's going to lead into the politicians. It's going to lead into the CEOs of certain corporations. It's going to lead into Hollywood. And everyone's going to start to put the pieces together, and they're going to start to understand that this is one gigantic network and it's all connected. And these people who are part of this network, they have been covering it up for a very, very long time. Think about the news that just came out about Epstein, where he raped these 14-year-old girls. This was hidden from the people of this country. And now that information was released because of DeSantis, they weren't going to release it. They were going to keep it hidden. This is how the criminal syndicate maintains control. They hide the real crimes. They produce the crimes they want you to see, but they hide the real crimes. And I do believe the real crimes are going to be coming up because they are losing the information war. And you can see the people, they are no longer listening to the fake news anymore. This is why their ratings are dropping. And yes, of course, the deep state players, they're trying to go after True Social. They're trying to go after X and Rumble because, again, they don't want the truth out there. And what's very interesting is we could see that CNN looks like they're having a very difficult time. They are now laying off people in the news network. And Patriots Are Control put this out on X and said, looks like CNN is the one that's shrinking. If we go back a little bit in time to May 3rd, 2024, it says True Social keeps shrinking despite the Trump trial and coming election. If you fast forward to today, CNN chief Mark Thompson announces sweeping overhaul of news network cuts 100 jobs. And I do believe there's going to be a lot more jobs that are going to be cut because as time goes on, what are people seeing? They're seeing that the news continually puts out fake information. And the people, after a while, they're no longer going to believe. And every step of the way, we're finding out more and more information about how these organizations, how they're censoring or demonetizing or making sure that conservative voices, conservative businesses can't flourish. And what's very interesting is that the House Judiciary, GOP, put this out and said, how the world's biggest brands seek to control online speech. New info reveals that woke advertisers and brands are colluding together to attack people like Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, political candidates, and news organizations. So the House Judiciary released a damning report with shocking details of corporate collusion to silence conservative viewpoints through targeting Breitbart, Joe Rogan, Twitter, which is now X, and many others. The committee released this report just hours before hearing testimony from Harish Patel, president of Unilever USA, and Christian Jewell, global chief executive of Group M. So Chairman Jim Jordan alleges those companies as members of the Global Alliance for Responsible Media, which is GARM, steer team, may have violated antitrust laws in their efforts to deprive conservative media outlets and personalities, as well as companies daring to platform conservative viewpoints of advertising dollars. Through GARM, large corporations, advertising agencies, and industry associations participated in boycotts and other coordinated actions to demonetize platforms, podcasts, news outlets, and other content deemed disfavored by GARM and its members. This collusion can have the effect of eliminating a variety of content and viewpoints available to consumers. GARM, an initiative of the powerful World Federation of Advertisers, holds tremendous market power in the advertising industry. The report, GARM's Harm, How the World's Biggest Brands Seek to Control Online Speech, reveals damning evidence of GARM's potentially illegal conduct. The report also reveals that in a transcribed interview with the committee, GARM's leader and co-founder, Rob Rakowitz, repeatedly provided inaccurate information and contradicted documented evidence obtained by the committee. Internal GARM documents produced to the committee show a clear bias that infiltrates GARM's work and favors left-leaning news sources. So really think about this for a second. Now, it seems that Elon's X company has joined GARM, and this came from the safety part of X, and Elon is out there saying that this is very concerning. So does he know what his team is actually doing, and are they going to censor certain people? I do believe he needs to separate themselves from this organization, but we'll have to see how this all plays out, because remember, there are many individuals that have not been brought back online on X. Many people have created new accounts, but they have not received their original accounts. And so far, these people are not getting their accounts back. So is X perfect? Absolutely not. Is censoring still going on? Absolutely. Is it a lot better than when the deep state controlled it? Yes, it is. But are we there yet? No, I don't believe so. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that since Macron decided to align himself with the far left, it has put France in a very odd position, and it has given Le Pen seats in the parliament, but not where they should be. They won the votes, but still they don't have the power that they should. Now, what's very interesting about this, we're starting to see a pattern right now, because those installed leaders, what do they do to their opponent? I mean, look at Brazil, for example. Biden had his people fly down. They released Lula from prison. Lula ran in the election. They cheated in the election, and Bolsonaro was thrown out. Now Bolsonaro is getting prosecuted by his leftist opponent. Look what happened with Marine Le Pen. Macron, who's installed, decided to team up with the far left, and the country's now becoming communist, and now he has to listen to this group. What are they doing with Le Pen? Well, Marine Le Pen is going to be prosecuted by their leftist opponent. Think about what's happening here in the United States. We have Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Trump is being prosecuted by his leftist opponent. I think we're starting to see a pattern, and it's becoming very, very clear as time goes on. The other thing that's becoming very, very clear is that the deep state players, they are now setting everything up for war. NATO right now will call for all 32 members to put in place civil defense plans in case of an Article 5 level attack at the alliance's Washington summit. The NATO official said, "We're going to push the idea in Washington that all allies should commit to having some kind of national planning process that brings together both the military planning and civilian planning for Article 5. The move is part of an ongoing effort within NATO to prepare for a possible future Russia attack on the alliance that members believe is likely to include long-range missile strikes, disinformation, disruption of ports, and assaults on the energy grid, similar to what the Ukrainians have faced during the country's full-scale invasion." So are they talking about a cyber attack on the energy grid, a cyber attack on the communications, cyber attack on the water systems? And remember, they're looking at a missile attack, and again, the treaty was removed. So the expectation is that countries may have to plan to fend for themselves while they wait for NATO's political leaders to decide whether to invoke self-defense. So it looks like they are definitely preparing for something. That's very interesting. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said the following: "If it weren't for me as president, there probably would be no NATO by now. When I became president, I noticed that there were only 7 of the 28 countries that were then members who were paid up. Most members were delinquent, some having paid very little, if anything. I found this unacceptable and insisted that they pay if they wanted the protection of the U.S. Billions of dollars came pouring in. No other president did anything about these long-term delinquencies. The Secretary General of NATO said it was incredible what President Trump has done. It made NATO viable again. Now we have a similar problem. The U.S. is paying most of the money to help Ukraine fight Russia. Europe should at least equalize. They owe more than $100 billion to do so. Crooked Joe has never even asked them to do so." Then he said this: "Crooked Joe Biden didn't build up money for NATO. He just got them to spend the money that I got members to pay on a stupid war that never would have happened if I were president, the Russia attack on Ukraine. I would have had that worked out in minutes. The only reason the members have been paying is that they want U.S. protection from this devastating war should it come their way. Sleepy, stupid Joe allowed it to happen because he is incompetent. Look at all the death, destruction. There is all because of a rigged U.S. presidential election. Hundreds of thousands of dead people because our president is grossly incompetent, DJT. And he's absolutely right, but you can see they are following their 16-year plan. They're preparing for war. Right now, Blinken said the transfer of F-16s, they're underway. So they're being delivered. Remember what Russia says, that these F-16s, they can carry nuclear weapons. So I do believe we're going to see a false flag coming up. Plus, the United States, they're going to deploy Tomahawk cruise missiles and other long-range weapon systems in Germany in order to strengthen NATO's military deterrent in Europe. So they announced that they're going to deploy missiles to Germany. And these missiles would have been banned under the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. And the U.S. withdrew from this in 2019. The INF prohibited land-based missile systems with a range between 310 and 3,400 miles. The planned deployment to Germany included a land-based version of nuclear-capable Tomahawk missiles, which have a range of about 1,000 miles and primarily used by U.S. Navy ships and submarines. So let's think about this for a second. If the deep state players are doing this and they're placing missiles that can reach between 310 and 3,400 miles, does this mean that Russia is going to counter what the deep state is doing? Absolutely. So again, we have ships, Russian ships in Cuba. We have Russia in North Korea. And we have Russia very close to the allies in Europe. So do you think Russia is going to be delivering these missiles to these locations? Yes, I do believe so. Are we going to see a very similar Cuban missile crisis because of this? Yes, I do believe so. Is this going to be a scare event as we move forward? Because again, as this builds up and the deep state players do something, Russia's going to do something, then the deep state players are going to do something else, then Russia's going to do something else, and then the deep state players, they're going to push a false flag. So it looks like Russia just did something. And then they're going to get everyone prepared to fight in a war. This is why NATO is preparing. This is why Poland is out there saying they must prepare for the army for a full-scale conflict. And this is coming from their army chief of staff, general. So Poland is now preparing. Now, at the same time that all this is happening, China and Belarus, they're holding military drills near the Polish border while there's a NATO summit that has begun. So think about what's happening right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the deep state players, they were putting out alerts that there are going to be U.S. military bases that were going to be attacked in Europe. And it looks like they were trying to frame this on Russia and saying it was going to be Russian proxies that were going to attack the bases in Europe. And of course, Russia's saying we weren't going to attack any bases. But again, this is what the deep state does. They put out these news stories to convince people that attacks are imminent. And it's coming from Russia. It's coming from a certain group. And this is how they build the narrative over time, because it gets everyone thinking like, well, if they were on high alert and they were expecting Russia to do something, and now Russia is moving missiles into position, because again, they didn't see the story that the deep state players did at first. They start to think to themselves, what's going on here? Is Russia getting prepared to attack? And then once the deep state players move forward with their false flag and it makes it look like Russia's attacking, then people say, wait a minute, are we going to war? So I do believe we might see some type of missile attack, maybe from North Korea, maybe the missiles that were sent there, maybe something will happen. Maybe something will happen out in Cuba, or maybe something will happen someplace else, maybe in the middle of the ocean with a Russian submarine, making it look like Russia is now attacking, or it could just happen in Ukraine. So I do believe they're going to build this up and make it look like Russia now is starting World War III with a false flag. And I do believe when people see this, that people are going to say, okay, look what's going on here. We're approaching war. Now, of course, you're going to have the Biden administration, the fake news, they're all going to be out there pushing for war. And you're going to have Trump on the other side pushing for peace. And you're going to see this play out over time as we approach the presidential election. And as we approach the presidential election, the people of this country, they're going to have to make a decision. Do you want war or do you want peace? Now, a lot of people are just going to brush this off in the very beginning. But as this builds up and the scare event gets worse and worse and worse, and most likely there's a cyber attack, because we just heard what NATO just said. If there's some type of attack on the energy grid, there might be a physical attack, then a cyber attack. We know that they're going to try to build this up, and we most likely will see an attack here in the United States one way or another to try to bring us into war. And I do believe this attack will lead to bringing down their election system, because again, it's part of what? Let's talk about our health. We've been told our whole lives that wrinkle creams were the easiest way to look younger. Now, one doctor says that's nothing but old news. According to Dr. John Lakey, the world-renowned Beverly Hills expert, most wrinkle fixes on the market are nothing but glorified moisturizers. They hardly make a dent on your appearance, and some can even be harmful to your skin. Recently, Dr. Lakey has focused attention away from mainstream cosmetic practices. Why? So he can pursue a revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough, one that some experts say could empty the wallets of the cosmetic industry. It's almost like Photoshop for your face. You may even be mad after seeing how easy it is to visibly erase your wrinkles from view, Lakey told reporters. His personal clients have doubled his new do-it-yourself technique, the Age Rewinder method, because it can take years or even decades off your appearance in under 2 minutes. In light of this amazing breakthrough, Dr. Lakey has released a step-by-step video to the public, free and uninterrupted, where he outlines exactly how to use the simple solution from home. If this helps even one person look younger or feel more confident, I'll be thrilled knowing I helped, Dr. Lakey commented. The video has since gone viral. At first, it was shared by users on Facebook, but since then, it raked up over 2.3 million views and counting. So far, the comment and feedback have been outstanding, with thousands of women reporting they look decades younger. One viewer even commented, best results of anything I've used, and I can't believe how well this works. I'll never stop using this. I don't understand how it works, but the results are great. Thank you. So you can find out more about this yourself right now. Go to bhmd1.com/x22. Or click on the link in the description box below. That's bhmd1.com/x22. Now, there's one thing Dr. Lakey asked from his viewers. If watching this video helps you look and feel younger than you have in years, then please share this video with your friends and loved ones. Together, we have the power to help as many women reclaim a youthful look as possible. Go watch the video at bhmd1.com/x22 right now, or just click on the link in the description box below. the national infrastructure. Now, let's say they do hit the energy grid in certain cities or certain towns very close to the elections. Can the computer systems be used to have the elections? So if we have multiple towns and cities without power, and they report that there is some type of cyber attack on the national infrastructure, they won't know if there's malware on the systems. They won't be able to power up the systems. I think most of these places don't have backup batteries or generators to run the systems. So they could make a case where they say we can't have the election, we must delay it because we don't have power. We don't know if there's malware on the systems because they were connected to the internet while we're testing them, and we might have to delay the elections. And there might be another round of cyber attacks that knocks out a couple more towns. And I do believe this can continue on, and they can make the case of delaying the election, which means most likely we'll probably have to go to paper in the end. But again, let's see how this all plays out, because you have to remember the deep state players right now, what are they planning for? They're planning to change the batter. And I do believe all hands are on deck. Obama is leading the charge. And slowly but surely, he's going to convince his base that it's time to remove Biden. And I think at this point, they are most likely pushing for the 25th Amendment. One way or another, either Section 3 or Section 4. But what's very interesting is, remember, George Stephanopoulos, he had an interview with Joe Biden. And they were trying to make it look like that Joe Biden was, you know, okay, everything was fine. And Stephanopoulos was walking down the street and an individual asked him a question. This was caught on video about Joe Biden. And Stephanopoulos, he basically said that he doesn't believe that Joe Biden can make it the next 4 years. Then after this came out, he apologized. He backtracked on all this, saying that he should have never said that. But you can see there's many, many different individuals. They are now climbing aboard this entire narrative. We had Michael Bohr. He's climbing aboard. We now have George Clooney. He's calling for Joe Biden to step aside and make room for a new Democrat nominee after holding $30 million fundraiser for him. So slowly but surely, they're getting everyone on board. And NWokeness put this out and says, George Clooney didn't wake up today and decide Biden has to drop out. This is coming from the top and shows pictures of Obama and Clooney together. So we all know this is coming from the top. We know that this is a push to remove Biden. And I do believe Obama is going to push very, very hard to remove him. And he's going to leak the doctor information on Biden. People are going to learn that he has problems. I do believe part of it, he's faking it. But again, he can't say I'm faking it. He has to continue with this and try to make it look like he's okay. But I think Obama has enough on him that he can push the 25th Amendment and have the D's take over and Kamala actually push to remove him. Now, remember, Obama, he can't be seen as the individual that's pushing all this. And he wants to make it look like the people want a different candidate. The people want something, someone completely different. But Trump, he was giving a rally in Doral. He had his family there. Barron was there. Eric Trump was there. Don was there. And he said something very interesting. He challenged Joe Biden to a golf match at Trump National Doral, Miami, giving Biden 10 strokes aside and $1 million should he win to the charity of his choice. Now, once again, we know Biden's not going to take him up on this offer. They already responded saying, no, we're not going to do it. And of course, they had to, you know, dig into Trump and put untrue things into their statement. It says Rubio praising Project 2025 architect Tom Homan and challenging the president of the United States to golf. We challenged Donald Trump to create jobs, but he lost 3 million. No, he didn't lose 3 million. COVID was unleashed by the deep state players. They told everyone to go home. Everyone went home and everyone went on to unemployment. So when you look at that, it looks like people lost their jobs, but they didn't. Everything shut down. When jobs opened up, everyone went back to their jobs. You know what happened under Biden? He lost 3 million jobs. Then they said, we challenged Donald Trump to stand up to Putin, but he bent the knee to him. Wait, didn't Putin invade Ukraine under Biden's watch? Yeah, absolutely. Looks like Biden can't control him at all. Well, actually, Biden is in line with him. Then they said, we challenged Donald Trump to follow the law, but he breaks it. Oh, you mean like Biden? Let's see. I'm going to cancel the student loan debt. I don't care what the Supreme Court says. Oh, you know what? We don't care what the Supreme Court says about immunity. We're going to try to make everything unofficial. Oh, you know what? We're going to mandate vaccines, even though it's unconstitutional. Hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make everyone wear masks, even though it's unconstitutional. Hey, you know what Joe Biden's going to do? He's going to, oh, that's right, sell secrets to foreign governments, create shell companies that nobody knows about, and take in a lot of money, then lie to the people. Then they said, we challenged Trump to not destroy our country, but that's all his Project 2025 aims to do. First of all, it's not his 2025 project. Secondly, who opened the borders? Who let in the criminals? Who's getting murdered by the criminals that they're letting in? Is the economy doing well or poor? Is the economy breaking apart? Are there layoffs happening right now? Absolutely. Who's destroying the country? Oh, it looks like it's Biden. So everything that they just said is completely fake, phony, and false, and the people see it. And by the way, who's bringing us to war? That's the ultimate destroyer. Really think about that for a sec. Now, Biden, to prove that he is okay, he is going to have a solo press conference, and he's going to answer questions from the reporters. So this should be very, very interesting, and people are going to see what once again? They're going to see that there's something off about Biden. And remember, this is now building up over time. And as the base, his base, the D's, as they see this and the news reports on it, the narrative is building. And remember, the push to remove Biden has to come from the people because this is the way Obama wants it. He doesn't want to say, hey, we have to remove him. So yes, he has his minions, Clooney, Michael Moore, and all the rest out there saying he must be removed, because that is building the narrative. He instructed the fake news to say he must be removed. And it looks like Hunter Biden, and Trump was right again, he is now the acting chief of staff. He is now a firewall between Jeff Zients and his father, which means Obama really doesn't have control over Biden as much as he did before, because Hunter now is instructing him what to do, and Jeff Zients is not, and Jeff Zients took instruction from Obama, which means Obama is going to push very, very hard to remove Biden. And I do believe that Biden is going to become the nominee, because once again, I think it's a lot easier to get rid of him once he's the nominee. Trump, he said the following. You have to give him credit for one brilliant decision. Picking Kamala Harris as his VP was the greatest insurance policy of all time. If Joe had picked someone even halfway competent, they would have bounced him from his office years ago. And that is absolutely true. But you can see with all the leaked information coming out of the White House now, and I don't believe that's just an accident. I do believe Obama and team is behind this to build the narrative to get rid of Biden. I do believe in the end, they're going to force him to take a cognitive test. But what's very interesting, since all this information has been coming out, the Oversight Committee put this out on X and said, Chairman James Comer has subpoenaed three key White House staff who are reportedly running interference for Biden and doing the president's job for him amid his declining cognitive state. According to one former Biden aide, these three employees have created a protective bubble around Biden, and he has staffed so closely that he lost all independence. Biden is clearly unfit for office, yet his staff are trying to hide the truth from the American people. Key White House staff must come before our committee so we can provide the transparency and accountability that Americans deserve. Think about what's happening right now. You think the staff members, they just went out there and said, hey, by the way, this is what's happening? Or was this leaked? Now, the staff members are being called in front of Congress. They're going to have to testify under oath. And the Oversight Committee is going to show the people of this country, and I do believe CNN, MSNBC, and the rest, they're going to broadcast this. The people must see this. The people will make the decision. Biden must be removed. Because think about the different scenarios. Think about what James Clyburn and what Obama have set up. Remember, James Clyburn, he's the South Carolina representative, and he's in charge of the regional key state ballot counting in 2024, as he was in 2020. This makes James Clyburn a very important Democrat leader to pay attention to. And remember, Obama, he's also involved in this. So again, you can see that Clyburn is focused on ballot counting operations within Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Virginia, and Nevada. Now, for them to actually use their cheating system, the Clyburn needs the help of Obama. And Clyburn is already out there saying that we're going to ride with Biden now. So he's in with Biden. But you have to remember, Biden doesn't have the numbers. They just can't use all ballots. He needs some votes because it would look very, very odd. So there's four scenarios or so. Replace Biden. Win cheat. However, with a new candidate, the ballot scanning can look legit. Replace Biden. Lose, accept defeat. Seemingly not an option for the deep state players. Don't replace Biden. Lose, accept defeat. Again, seemingly not an option for the deep state players. Don't replace Biden. Win, cheat. However, on such a scale, a massive fraud that the American people will see it clearly, chaos erupts. So when you look at these different options, what are they really going to have to do? I do believe they're going to have to bring in someone that can actually get the votes, and they're going to need a ticket that's halfway decent. So this way they can cheat in the election. It doesn't mean they're going to win the elections. They need to make it look half good. And I do believe that Obama is now setting all of this up to do this. Because think about it. They're losing the black population. They're losing the Hispanics. And now, coming out of Newsweek, the youth are abandoning the Democratic Party in droves. So they're losing the black, the Hispanic, and the young people. This is a major, major problem. And remember, removing Biden is not going to be a one-day event. The deep state does it in phases to make it look natural. And remember what they're leading up to. They're leading up to the 25th Amendment. They would like Biden to step down. But again, if he steps down, it's going to actually acknowledge that he cannot function. If he can't function, then he has to resign. If he resigns, that's part of the 25th Amendment, which means Kamala is then the acting president. One by one, Biden's support is going to be removed. And we can see that happening right now. Biden will become the nominee and the people will be stuck with him. This is when the real push comes. As Biden does more interviews, speeches, debates, the people will continually see that Biden's cognitive abilities is breaking down. The people will see that there's no hope. They're stuck with Biden and they will not be able to win. The people will demand Biden be removed. The fake news will push the cognitive test and the people will push to replace him, even though he is the nominee. Remember, Obama wants the people to push this. Once Kamala is in position, she will choose a VP. Most likely, it'll probably be Hillary Clinton or something. If she picks anyone else like Newsom, they're done for, I believe. And as time goes on, I do believe Kamala, with everything that's happening in the country, with the poll numbers, they're going to push her out. Actually, she might even say that I will finish up as acting president, but I will not run as president, and they will swap her out. And I do believe this is when Michelle comes into play. And yes, this is how you sneak someone in. Remember, this is all about the 2024 election. This is about the final battle, because remember, it's the final battle for the Patriots. It's the final battle for the deep state players. They know if they lose, it's game over for them. So they need to cheat no matter what. Now, if they keep Biden, which would be a nice scenario, they would have to create all ballots. And this would not look right. The optics would be terrible. People would see that there's problems with the results. And I don't think this would fly. Would they use chaos to try to cover this up? Of course they would. But I think they're trying to cheat. I think they're trying to create a team that can perform halfway decent against Trump. Doesn't mean they're going to win, because I do believe the people are on Trump's side. And I do believe Trump, he's forcing them into this position because he wants Hillary and Obama's front and center. I think he wants all of this to come full circle so he can use everything that they've done against them. Remember, they've already set a precedent. You can attack a presidential candidate. They've been attacking Trump from the very, very beginning. So if there's information that is leaked about Hillary Clinton, about James Comey, about the investigation of her emails, if it's leaked about Obama with Uranium One, with how they were spying on Trump's campaign, what are people going to do? They're going to look at this and go, whoa, wait a minute, what's happening here? And as more and more information comes out, Obama, Hillary Clinton, They will be battling this every step of the way. And what are people going to learn? The people are going to learn who the real criminals really are. And I do believe Trump, he is trying to force them into this position. Now, again, are they going to take the bait? We'll have to wait and see. But we know for sure that they're going to try to cheat in the election because they can't win this any other way. George put this out and said, countless Reddit users are reporting that they have been registered to vote as non-citizens. Many say it was automatic and some say it was by accident. Either way, non-citizens are voting in our election. Many say they voted in 2020 and only discovered that they weren't citizens when they needed proof of citizenship for passports and other things. So that tells you quite a bit because most of these individuals, they don't know really how the process works. I mean, yes, there are people that do, but again, when you tell someone, hey, you can vote and it's okay, they're going to believe it. Charlie Kirk responded to this and said, non-citizens are voting and admitting it on Reddit. Our system is designed to make it impossible to police voter fraud. We need to completely and urgently revamp the way we manage elections and voter files in this country. And he's absolutely right. The system is designed for cheating. The system is designed to hide those people that cheated in the election. Because again, if you're going to install the people you want, you need to make sure your system works where people can't discover that you cheated in the elections. And this is what they developed over time. But Trump and the Patriots, they figured out how the entire system works. And we've been told how the entire system works with ballots, with non-citizens voting. Even though there's laws in place, there's no accountability because how do you stop it? Who's policing it? Nobody is. This is why Trump wants the SAVE Act because, again, you would have to show proof. And he knows that the deep state players, the illegals, they're not going to come in person to vote if you have to show proof of citizenship. I don't even think if you have to come in person, they're going to show up at all. But if you're using mail-ins, yes, they have no problem doing that. Actually, they're not the ones doing that. The deep state players, they're just harvesting their name and they're the ones who are creating the ballots and they're sending them in. Remember, their system is really no signature verification, cover up the evidence and hide everything. Because on most of the forms, all it asks is, are you a citizen of the U.S.? You could just check yes. It doesn't ask for proof or anything. This is how their system was developed. It's a cheating system and we cannot use it in the election. The only way we can use it is if we have enough people to override their cheating system. And I do believe this is why Trump is saying too big to rig, because he wants to make it very, very difficult for the deep state players to push him down a path. Because if they see, even with Michelle and Hillary Clinton and their cheating system, if they see they can't win because there's too many Americans voting on Trump's side, especially with the economy failing, with war coming, I do believe he's pushing them down a path where they're going to try to delay the election, which means we have to use paper, which means Trump is going to win by a landslide and he's going to give the finger to the deep state players. And remember, Obama was out there telling the people and encouraging illegal immigrants to go to vote in America. Wall Street Apes put this out and said the following. Barack Obama literally encouraging illegal immigrants to go vote in America. People try to discourage you from voting. If you want to vote and you show up at your polling place, they can't stop you from voting. They can't stop you from voting. The fact of the matter is that we give our power away all the time, he says. You know, we tell ourselves, oh, it's hard. It's not going to matter. It's not going to count. And the powers that be, they're counting on us giving our power away. So who's he really talking to? He's talking to the illegals. He's talking to those people that aren't citizens. And the interviewer said, well, many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, I call them citizens because they contribute to the country. Well, that doesn't make you a citizen. If you're here illegally and you are not a citizen of this country, you cannot vote. So basically, he's telling all of them to come here no matter what. They're not going to do a background check. They're not going to find out that you're not a citizen, so you're able to vote. So he's actually telling the people that this is okay. Now you understand why Trump is countering all this with the SAVE Act, because this would stop it. Now, again, do you really think the House is going to pass it? Most likely, yes. Do you really think the Senate is going to pass it? Even if they do, what did Biden already say? He was going to veto it. But I do believe Trump set them up, and now people know that they are treasonous to the countries. They're traitors. And you can see that their entire motivation is to cheat in the election. And I do believe he did this on purpose to show the people. Because why wouldn't you want the citizens to vote? Would you really want a group of Russians coming in here to vote in the election that not part of this country? Let's say 1 million Russians decided to cross the border. Everyone okay with them voting? Let's say 1 million terrorists came over the border from Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah. Do you care if they vote? Who do you think they're going to vote for? They're going to vote for the person that's going to support them. So I think the people are starting to realize this, and people are starting to realize that this is a cheating system. Scott Adams put this out and said, when Biden refuses to sign a bill preventing non-citizens from voting, that should become the only issue in the campaign because it gives away the whole game. It's an unambiguous statement of Democrats preferring their power over your happiness. There is literally no other way to explain what we observe. Ask every Democrat to explain why they voted against it. Their answers will sound stupid. Ask Biden to defend it. You know how that will sound? The guy with potential 34 absurd felonies from a corrupt justice system isn't trying to steal your stuff and give it to strangers. Democrats are doing it while we watch. He's absolutely right. And actually, FOIA fan put this out on X, and I do believe this is a pretty good plan. And this is what this individual said. Trump should announce that illegal aliens who voluntarily leave before November will still eventually get their asylum hearings if one was requested, except that anyone who votes or registers to vote will be indicted and immediately arrested and prosecuted upon return. I think we should add on to this that those individuals who voluntarily leave and they're not criminals, they will actually get their asylum hearings heard once they're vetted. So I do believe this is a good plan. I think we just have to expand this a little bit. But look what the deep state players are doing. They're starting up the Russian scare. Now, again, I do believe this is going to go a lot further than 2016. So U.S. officials, they say that Russia, they have an operation. It's not as big as 2016, but they are sowing the seeds of discontent online and influencing politicians. Russian intelligence services have once again set their eyes on the U.S. election in an attempt to install Trump in the White House. So several U.S. officials with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence in Washington confirmed the existence of the Russian plan when speaking to the Wall Street Journal, which means this is all completely and utterly fake. They're doing the same thing again. Biden's poll numbers are tanking. They need to blame this on Russia. But I do believe what they're going to do this time is they're actually going to have Russia interfere in the election. How are they going to do this? Most likely with a cyber attack. And they will try to show that Russia hit the national infrastructure. It affected the election systems. Some of the election systems, the computer systems can't work because there's power outages. Some might have malware. And I do believe they're going to blame this all on Russia. Remember last time they said, oh, yes, they've been influencing politicians. They've been putting things out on social media. I think this time around, they're going to take it to the next level. The only problem with this entire narrative is Putin said something completely different. Actually, if you go back to 2016, Putin said he'd rather have Hillary Clinton than Trump. Putin doesn't want Trump to be president. Putin was able to invade Ukraine while Biden was the resident. And Wokeness put this out and said, Putin says he wants Biden to win because he is more predictable than Trump. Yes, that's exactly true. So again, their narrative doesn't work, but you could see what they're building up to. I do believe this time around, it's not, you know, trying to influence people on the net, trying to influence politicians. I do believe they're starting this narrative to actually say that Russia actually cyber attacked the election systems to bring us to war. Because remember, we have Russia now and Ukraine. They're going to be on the precipice. And you could see it's building up and building up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we're getting good news from Georgia, Liz Harrington put this out. State election board votes 3-1 to adopt rule based on this petition to require ballots be hand-counted at the precinct level by three poll officers each day of voting to ensure the totals match the machines. This is basic reconciliation that used to be required until Raffensperger's office ordered poll managers to stop hand-counting the ballots. Well, if we're just going to count something, why do we need the machines? What's the purpose of the machines? It doesn't save paper. It doesn't save time. Why don't we just have people fill out the paper ballots? And why don't we just count them in front of everyone? And we should do this in every state. And Elon, he's sending this message out to all his followers. He says the following: electronic voting machines and anything mailed in is too risky. We should mandate paper ballots and in-person voting only and have voter ID. And I do believe this is all being prepped for what? For when the deep state attacks the national infrastructure, when the deep state says we can't have an election, and the people, they will be primed and ready to use paper and voter ID. Because think about what Trump has done right now. He's already set the narrative. We need to make sure who's a citizen and who's not a citizen. Yes, I know there's illegals out there, but think about when war is approaching. You don't know who's in this country. People are going to be afraid. We're entering a war, and Kamala, if she's the acting president, she's going to be handling the situation. Now, if Biden's in this place, we're going to have someone who can't function as we're entering war. So do you think the people are going to want to make sure that those who are voting are definitely American citizens? Because if we're approaching war, how do we know the Russians aren't in here? How do we know the Chinese aren't in here? How do we know that they're not voting? How do we know that they're not taking advantage of our election system? So I do believe when this happens and we're attacked, people are going to feel very, very comfortable with the military guarding our national infrastructure, which is our voting system. And I think people are going to have no problem using paper because, again, if Russia attacked our voting system and the elections are delayed, do you really want to use them? Or do you want to use something that they can't attack? And that would be paper. And if the military is guarding it, would people feel comfortable voting in the elections? I do believe so. And I do believe this is the direction we're heading in. And I do believe Trump has the ultimate countermeasure to all of this. Because remember, the deep state players, they're going to be trying to bring us into war. Yes, there's going to be chaos and everything else. But again, Trump, he's going to usher in peace. And we can see that the leaders, the actual leaders that are elected to office, they're already starting the narrative that Trump will be the person to handle the peace negotiations. And once the deep state players can't get their war off the ground and Trump ushers in peace, it's game over for them because that was their cover story. Now, if they don't have the cover story, they're completely and utterly exposed. And when Trump wins the election, they're screwed. And this is when the deep state is going to go all out and they're going to use chaos and everything else. So again, you can see the deep state, they're going to continue to fight to the very, very end. But I do believe Trump, he has all the countermeasures in place. He's prepared for the chaos. He's prepared for the war. And I do believe the Patriots are leading them down this path and they're following it exactly because the plan is working. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.